Worth County football going to play in the state title game Thursday night against Rockport. KMAFM 99.1, looking forward to that one and taking a look at it now from the Worth County side with head coach John Adwell. Coach, I mean, you guys are one of the final two left standing. You know, every team, when their season starts, this is where they want to be, and your team has found a way to get there. I mean, how are we feeling?
Well, we're feeling good. You know, excited to be here, excited to be able to be in this position. Ultimately, you know, kind of avenge, you know, our week one loss. You know, it's been on our kids' minds since that's happened. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to get out and play football one more day.
I know this is a program that, you know, has done this almost as much as anybody, being able to play for a state title. And, you know, 2 years ago, went there, 4 years ago, went there. It's not easy to do. I guess just speak to, you know, how this group, how this program has been able to become a, you know, at the bare minimum, a state finalist team.
Oh, you know, I mean, just, I think it's a testament of their hard work. You know, they put a lot of work in the off season, and, you know, I think that's a lot of what's kind of carries on with these kids. And on top of that, you know, they just, they do a lot of that stuff because they want to be that next group. And, you know, and they put themselves out there and grind every day.
You get to this point with a really entertaining semifinal win over Archie, and I know, you know, the week before it was a very entertaining quarterfinal win over North Shelby. You know, just continuing to find ways to win. What does maybe the last couple of weeks say about, you know, kind of the identity, the mental toughness, you know, whatever adjective you want to throw out there about this group?
Well, they kind of have that refuse to give up mentality. You know, they just, no matter what's faced in front of them, they just want to battle through it. And, you know, and then, you know, that's for sure. You know, we're battle tested this year. It seems like we've been on a little bit of murderer's row trying to get through the playoffs. But, you know, we just hope that you know, we got enough gas in the tank to finish the season up.
And I know, you know, much like just about every team, when you get to this point in the year, you've played 13 or 14 games. And, I mean, you've got guys that have bumps and bruises, and you've had to have guys step up. You know, just speak to, you know, the kind of the next man up mentality that this group has been able to show. It felt like that was really evident on Saturday.
Yes, you know, we've got some kids that stepping in and doing some stuff that we hadn't asked them to do all year. You know, they kind of got touches here and there, but you know, Jude Archer and Braden Stevens are doing a phenomenal job of stepping up and kind of filling the role there, where Cole Ruby really was our bail cow. He's kind of hit or miss where he's going to be with some of the injuries he's got going on. But, you know, I think he'll definitely, we'll give it a try again and see where he's at. But, you know, very proud of the other kids that are stepping in and pulling the weight along there as well.
Now, looking to Thursday night, of course, Rockport, the opponent, and familiar with them, having seen them in week one, I'm sure you feel like you guys are a much better product since that night in early August. What have you guys learned about your team since then, and what did you learn in that matchup that'll help you this time around?
Well, you know, we've got to be able to come in and you know, take care of the ball and not turn the ball over. That's kind of the nail that hit the coffin for us last time. Is, you know, we had three turnovers last time and didn't finish a couple times in the red zone as well. You know, that just can't happen. You know, they're too good of a team to leave stuff out there like that and to be able to try to come away with a win. You know, we've got to be able to come in and shore them things up. And if we can do that, I think that, you know, gives us a fighting chance to be able to be in the game.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that Rockport presents to your team? And then where do you feel maybe you guys can present the biggest challenge to them?
Well, you know, they've got good size up front, and they want to get on you and just kind of take it downhill at you. I feel like we've got real good team speed. Not that they don't have good speed, because I do think they've got some kids that are pretty fast. You know, the Meyer Korth and Holmes Boy, you know, I think they've got real good speed and vision and do stuff. But, you know, we've got to be gap sound and, you know, take away and own your own gap and, you know, and play good team defense. I think doing that, you know, does put us in a favorable position to be able to try to combat what they try to throw at us.
What would you say is the most important thing on Thursday night?
Well, I think Thursday night, one, it's a quick turnaround, from Saturday to Thursday. It's, it's a challenge trying to get our kids, healed up and ready to be able to come in and practice even. But, one of the biggest challenges, is just a quick turnaround of being able to play and get being prepared the way you want to be. But, I think our kids are up for the task, and they're definitely excited to be there.
And lastly, Coach, on the cusp of a state title, and it's a program that knows what it takes to win state titles. For this group to be able to do that, I mean, what would that mean?
Well, our kids, it's on their mind. They've seen siblings or other kids ahead of them that have won titles. I think the last one we won was in 17. We come short in 18 and then 21 and then 23. But, they've seen the titles, and they've also seen it to where, kids have come up short. They want to be on the winning side of that. And, it's an exciting time for a community. And as it's an exciting time for Rockport's community, it's going to be a battle when we get down there. And, it's going to be two good programs that are just going to lock horns and really give it their all. And, I would expect nothing less than that. It's going to be a well-deserved title, whoever comes out away with this.
Looking forward to it. John Adwell, head football coach of Worth County, is getting ready to face Rockport in the state title game Thursday night. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best on Thursday.
Yeah, we thank you, and thanks for everything you guys have done for kids this year.